next person I'm going to introduce will actually introduce Leslie Feinberg. So we have stages here. And this is Helen Leung, and this is particularly appropriate because Helen has pioneered within our department gender studies. And her courses are wildly popular, and we're very proud to have her in our department. So Helen Leung.
It's such an honor for me to be introducing Leslie Feinberg, who is one of my biggest heroes, a writer and activist who has spoken on behalf of society's most oppressed, whose interventions have healed rifts between disparate communities, and whose vocabulary of persuasion has roused indifference into action. I still remember very fondly the first time I came across Leslie's writing. It was in 1993 when I spotted a poster in a little bookstore in Madison, Wisconsin, announcing the publication of Stonebridge Blues. At that time, in that small Midwestern town, the relation between feminist, queer, transgender, and leftist communities was fraught with unspoken tension. It was tough for anyone, let alone someone young and of color, to navigate through the thicket of prejudice and border wars. Stonebridge Blues showed me a moving vision of how to survive far tougher manifestations of those wars with one's courage intact. And it was also a powerful, pitch-perfect, and beautifully structured novel. It is no wonder that Stonebridge Blues became an instant classic, winning the prestigious American Library Association Award, as well as the Lambda Literary Award. The book was later translated into German, Dutch, and to my absolute delight, Chinese. Leslie followed the success of Stonebridge Blues with Transgender Warriors, making history from Joan of Arc to Dennis Rodman, a provocative and important historical work that documents the oppression of gender-variant people, as well as their struggle for resistance throughout the centuries. In 1998, Leslie published Trans Liberation Beyond Pink and Blue, a collection of stirring speeches that demonstrate the essential connection between the transgender movement and all social movements for equality. Hot off the press this month is the long, long-awaited new novel, Drag King Dreams, which is set in post-9/11 New York and picks up many of the themes left off in Stonebridge Blues. Besides writing, Leslie's activism also reflects a passionate commitment to coalition building. For over 25 years, Leslie has worked as a trade unionist and anti-racist, defended Native American treaty rights and the freedom of political prisoners in the U.S., while tirelessly speaking out on issues of social justice in venues as diverse as the Joan Rivers Show and campuses all over the world. At the end of Stonebridge Blues, the main character, Jess, offers this reflection. Imagine a world worth living in, a world worth fighting for. I closed my eyes and allowed my hopes to soar. For so many of us, when we've been confronted with a hostile world, Leslie's works have allowed our hopes to soar. So please join me in a very warm welcome for Leslie.